This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker's been out of college for quite a while now, and he was curious about what music's being played over college radio stations, so he took a look at Billboard's list of top college hits and decided to listen to them.
College radio really took off as a subdivision of pop music programming about 10 years ago, when it was just about the only place you could hear punk and post-punk music. These days, college radio still makes a lot of noise about being an adventurous alternative to commercial rock radio, but in many ways it's as ossified as any station that plays Led Zeppelin and Genesis all the time. College radio is still dominated by English rock, British acts that are reasonably obscure to the general listener. It's easy to hear why a band such as The Wonder Stuff, very hot stuff on college radio right now, doesn't get much airplay anywhere else. I ain't calling you familiar, I don't know your face that well. Not like the shaven mirror hanging up inside your cell. I didn't call you here to tell you, I didn't call you here at all. Cause I'm talking to myself again and you're talking to the wall. Don't let me down. That's The Wonder Stuff and Don't Let Me Down Gently, typically turgid material that's made the group a valued commodity on college radio. To be sure, there's better, harder stuff to be heard. The Jesus and Mary Chain, an act formed by the Scottish brothers William and Jim Reid, has just released an album called Automatic, and one good song from it, Blues from a Gun, is currently the most played song on college radio stations throughout the country. Jesus and Mary Chain has taken various aspects of punk rock, the loud, distorted volume, the surly attitude, and updated them for the 90s. Some college radio acts move in the opposite direction, opting for more chipper melodies and a winsome, even playful attitude. The best example of this is the music of The Mighty Lemon Drops. The heartbreak thing is from the Mighty Lemon Drops' new album, called Laughter. The group's jocular name and album title are a very conscious reaction to the gloomy, mopey music that dominates college radio. The cliche is that to get played on college radio, you have to sing in a monotone about depression, despair, or even better, suicide. A popular act like Ministry, for example, is the rock version of a bad Sylvia Plath impersonation. Yeah. College Kids of America, you must be kidding. In general, college playlists are as rigidly formatted as your average hard rock, country, or adult contemporary station. College stations are supposed to be adventurous, but they'd rather die than play anything more than a smattering of rap music, or even the best commercial rock, like Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever album. That would be considered square, I suppose. Like every other radio format, college radio showcases some good music, but it would be a lot better if it outgrew its pretensions and prejudices and played all kinds of music, not just undergraduate melodrama.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for The Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin. Here's some more music from Jesus and Mary Chain's Automatic. Here comes Alice.
Here she comes, walk that street. She's got something you'd love to meet. It's a heart, and her heart is black. Vick of ice cream sliding into a crack.
This is Fresh Air.